really sucks.
This is the Onion News Network.
There's probably police at your door because you're listening to Derek Shea on the Angel Clark Show. Hello? I wish I was
a little bit taller. Yes, hello and welcome. This is the Angel Clark Show.
But hi, no, Angel.
I'm not Angel Clark.
You're an angel.
I'm Derek J, and I am an angel of one kind. And that other voice you're hearing is Michael W. Dean of the Freedom Fiends, and soon to be of another podcast.
I'm no angel, but I'm going to save the internet, man.
Well, tell us, so it's exciting that you're joining us on this live version of the Angel Clark Show. Angel can't be with us. She's in Texas enjoying some Bitcoin stuff. But we're all on the cryptocurrency train. We're all talking about crypto anarchy. So, Michael W. Dean, you're with us for the next two segments. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'll have you set it up. I direct everything. I'm directing here. Okay, I'm directing you on your show, on someone else's show. So say this. Say, Michael, how's that program you guys invented, Free Speech Me, working out?
Yeah, you know, the last time
we
were talking about Free Speech Me. So how's that going?
That is so last week, man. I'm on to Meow Bit now. I'm on to the hard stuff. Free Speech Me was just a gateway drug to the dot bit internet, man. Meow Bit is where it's at. Meowbit.com. So Free Speech Me was invented by this guy named, well, it's a bunch of different people invented different things that went into it. But this guy named Jeremy Rand put it all together. Brilliant kid. Brilliant, man. But these guys all have this work ethic of like, well, we need to run things by the committee. And it takes them like 6 months to like vote on everything. And they can't all get together and they all put their ideas. It's the old way with the new way. I don't understand it, man. And it's like my friend Derek, you know, so basically Free Speech Me only works on Firefox. It's a plugin for Firefox. And like everybody who saw it was like, looks great, man. Make it for Chrome, you idiots. That's how people are. They think you can just press a button in your like programming interface that says adds functionality to groundbreaking new worldwide alternate DNS system. They think it's that easy, but
that's
it's not.
Not how
it works. No,
man. Okay.
It takes a while.
What's required? What did you have to do?
I had to find a programmer who thinks the way I do. I got Derek Slopey, who's he's an ANCAP, man. I don't even know what the other people are. I think they're like they're weird. There's a lot of programmers that are like they don't like censorship, but they still believe there should be a state, you know, and they don't really look at like you and I, Derek, we look at censorship as like abject tyranny and immoral and just aggression. And, yeah. You know, these people, they look at it as like an inelegancy in a math formula to be routed around, which is cool because it's useful to people like us who are building the roads. But, you know, if you only have programmer minds on your team, you don't get it done. And it's like, I don't know. Ford did not invent the automobile, but he put one in every carriage house. It's kind of like that, you know, software projects need someone who is a get out there kind of person. And Derek is a programmer and he's like that too. You guys know Derek. He's the guy with the beard at Porkfest. That's not Ben Stone. Yeah, that guy. No, he's been to Porkfest a bunch. He's one of us, although he is running for office, but check this out. His vote for me website is only on .bit, so only like so far 1% of 1% of 1% of the world can see it. Cause
wow,
they haven't.
It's going to be a popular site.
And his slogan is, if you're still voting, vote for me. That is awesome. And the V in the voting is a V for victory. Yeah, or, you know, the vendetta.
I can support that guy all the way. I didn't know of him, but thanks. I think we just became Facebook friends. Thanks for introducing. So, okay, yeah. why is Meowbit better and different from Free Speech Me?
A number of reasons. Okay.
There are a lot of complaints, and it's not on Chrome. So is Meowbit on Chrome?
Meowbit is system-wide. For Windows 7 and 8, and we're going to have XP within a few days, and then somebody else can make it for Linux. It's system-wide. You put it on your system, and it's like every browser. You know, Chrome, Internet Explorer, Opera, Netscape, if you still have it, Firefox, everything on the whole computer. And, like, we're working on email for .bit and FTP, Instant Messenger, everything. Your whole computer can do .bit, .com, everything. And it's flawless.
Wow.
It also, Free Speech Me had some problems. Like, it made the browser freeze up sometimes. A lot of people could not install it. Ian Freeman is one of the most tech-savvy non-programmers I know. And, you know, our program.
I have no problem with it. I don't know what's wrong with Ian.
Well, Ian also has a lot of things configured for radio, you know, and I just use separate computers, like one for radio, yeah. One for non-radio, that kind of thing. Because
exactly.
I never get rid of my old ones. I move them down the line in my room. So, yeah, it works on the whole system, man. That's what's better about it. And the thing was,
what's it run in the background of your computer, and anytime it sees a dot bit, it's like, oh, I got to be on that.
Yeah,
it
routes it. Well, here's another difference too. They both route through the Namecoin blockchain, but Free Speech Me downloaded its own blockchain, so I guess you wouldn't have to have the Namecoin wallet. But our thing, Meowbit, the new thing, has to work with the Namecoin wallet, and we did that intentionally to get more people to have the Namecoin wallet and like start using Namecoin, buying it, selling it. It's not really like used as a currency. It's really the only cryptocurrency that is no competition with Bitcoin because it's not made for the currency, but you know, people buy it, sell it, trade it. I've been giving it to people who've been helping out setting up and doing beta testing and stuff, but it also, you can register the domain names through the wallet. So we want people, Derek and I want people to have the wallet. I mean, everybody in the Namecoin community wants everyone have the wallet, but it just makes sense to have it work through the wallet so you have the wallet.
So what's the main benefit from this Meowbit? I liked Free Speech Me before, where I was able to access .bit websites just as easily as .com.
I did, and it was the first.
Like that,
it was
but,
the first,
but
man.
With more accessibility.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, the dial-up internet was pretty cool when there was no other internet, wasn't it? Were you on it back then? I was.
I loved it. Yeah, I was using it.
Yeah. You know, right. and then DSL came along, and you know, people said, Derek, why should I pay a little more for DSL? What's the difference? I don't need to surf that quickly. But you know,
it's going to make it easier for people to use .bit domains.
It is. And the weird thing is, like, we came to. Derek wanted to like offer this free to Jeremy, like, hey, you could incorporate this and make it, you know, Free Speech Me 2.0. And Jeremy was like, he's a great guy and I got nothing bad to say about him. He's a wonderful human being. He's brilliant beyond words, but he has that kind of like old school, we must run this by the committee ideology. And Derek was just like, I don't really work that way. And I'm like, neither do I. And Jeremy's like, well, run it by the Namecoin forum. And I told Derek, well, out of respect, let's run it by the Namecoin forum. Derek tried to sign up and they've been having a problem where you can't sign up. So Derek's just like, I'm going to do it. And that night he had a prototype for it. Like these other guys.
Let's wait for permission. That's always a good.
Yeah. And it wasn't even permission. It's more like, you know, they wouldn't tell you not to do it. They would just want to discuss implementing it for a really long time. And it's the Namecoin community is small. So it's one of those forums where you post a question and like 4 or 5 days later, one person answers. And it's like, that's not how you jump into the ninth dimension in the future, man.
No, and the go-getters will have the future. It seems like you're on board, you're all jazzed up with the coffee and technology, but it's the people who aren't asking permission who just build the free future who will have it. So that's exciting. How long have you been on the Namecoin kick? Because it seems like you've been into this for a while, and it's been around.
Let me look at my Namecoin wallet. You talk for a minute. I'll tell you an exact date. Let me look at my Namecoin wallet.
Yeah. I'm interested because I've heard about Namecoin. It's one of the many altcoins that's been talked about, but it's not one of the exciting ones until you put it on my radar, Michael W. Dean, talking about freespeechme.org and now meowbit.com. You know, I'm excited by Namecoin. I tried myself to install it on one of my old computers, but it was a no-go. It's just not working out on the...
Well, here's the thing. I'm really glad that I did the Free Speech Me thing, because first of all, we've raised a couple $1,000s, like probably $3,000 with cryptocurrencies and cash. You know, I get 20% of that. The rest of that is going to go into the Namecoin project. Like some was supposed to go into Free Speech Me. I'm guessing maybe those guys will just, you know, make Meowbit better and make that the thing. But regardless, a lot of that money was earmarked for improving Namecoin, because what helps Namecoin helps .bit, and what helps .bit helps Free Speech Me and helps Meowbit and all of it. It's an ecosystem.
So it's all the same sort of technology.
It is.
So it's all built off of the blockchain. I want to get into that in the next segment. I want to talk about just breaking down the terminology here so that we can all be on the same page. Because I know with Bitcoin, it's very confusing. The currency is called Bitcoin. The technology is called Bitcoin. But that's not the case with Namecoin, right? You've got the technology of the blockchain. You've got Namecoin, I don't know what it is. Is it a currency?
It's a currency.
Okay. And then you've got this register system. So that, Meowbit, Michael W. Dean, perhaps we'll talk about his newest podcast, all coming up on the Angel Clark Show. I want to thank Angel for letting me host her show. And if you want to learn more about me, go to my movie, victimlesscrimespree.com. in the commercial. You can watch the whole thing in just one commercial.
I have a torrent of it.
We've got some trailers for you to watch. All right. We'll be right back.
Worms.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We're taking this one seriously. This is the Angel Clark Show. I'm Derek.
Hi, Angel.
and I am Angel Clark. with me is special guest Michael W. Dean of the Freedom Fiends. We're going to be talking about name calling.
I got a shout out.
I got a
shout out to Ian Freeman, who is listening to us on a plane to Austin to the Texas Bitcoin Depository Convention
How
right
cool
now.
Is that?
Isn't that cool? What a time
people
to be alive.
Using the internet.
He was texting me tech questions about Meowbit, saying, "Can I download it to my phone?" And then he's like, "Oh wait, it has a blockchain, can't do it from the air." And I'm like, "Don't try, man. The TSA will fondle you on the way out of there if you have a blockchain on your phone."
Well, plus he's got the VPN. Well, he's got a VPN, so he can get around all of those networks, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how all that works. I've never done it on my phone, but it seems like a helpful tool.
Ian can run his station from his phone. You know, that was like one of my complaints about dealing with the other guy on the Free Speech Me thing was like, the website kept going down, and I was like, let's move it to my site. Let's move it to my site. And he's like, no. And like one day it went down for 9 hours. Like, and he's
Why?
Like, he's like, oh, I'll deal with it tomorrow. That. I don't know, man. Like computer geeks who can't keep their internets up. I don't know. But, and
like
it's
total control over things.
It's embarrassing too,
it's
because it's like, I'm telling people this is the new internet, and I send them to a website and it's down. That's like, we can't even do the old internet right. So
no,
that's
that
another reason I left and took off on my own with Derek and eloped with Derek in the middle of the night. I'm still
so
pushing Free Speech Me.
I'm still
pushing
still
it for Linux because we don't have anything for Linux yet. So, yeah, man. And it is the first. It'll be like the Model T Ford in the museum of .bit, man.
Now, why is it so exciting to you? Have you had problems with your websites being taken down?
No.
Is this a real threat?
No. But they're doing it in the Ukraine right now. Russia's doing it to the Ukraine, man, to the protesters, like today. I see the writing on the wall. Here's why I'm really interested in it, man. Because I listen to media 24/7 like you do and read media, and everything I look at is people complaining about the government. And not many people are doing much about it, man. And in where you live, people do stuff about it. Or in New Hampshire, people do stuff
right.
about it.
In New Hampshire, people do stuff about it. Not in Philadelphia, you can believe that.
Yeah, but
no,
I mean,
in New Hampshire,
I mean,
people are active.
I called, I'm not going to say the name of it because I'm on the same network, but I called like one of the largest, like weird conspiracy, little bit of liberty kind of, you know the show I'm talking about?
You know that.
I think I know the one.
Yeah. I called them up and like, you know, They wouldn't cover that. They were like, yeah, get some more press. We don't really know what this is. And I'm like, you guys are more likely than anyone in America who's not breaking a law to get your domain seized for free speech.
That's sort of the real downfall of what's going on in the liberty sphere these days, Michael. And I want to talk to you about that because you're a media guy. And I think it's our responsibility as media people, as people who address the public about what's going on in the world with the news and technology, we need to make it very clear to people what is happening with this technology so that they're not afraid and say, oh, it's scary, I don't want to use it.
Yeah, I mean,
because this stuff
Bitcoin
could just die without being used.
Right. Bitcoin was scary and weird 5 years ago. And people also said, you know, smart people said, that won't work. That's like trading pogs from the 7-Eleven. That's, you know, it's fun, but it's not ever going to be an economy. And then other people were like, you know, that's dangerous. The government should outlaw that. And they're still saying that. Some senator said that last week. And
yeah, but it's our responsibility to communicate to the public.
I know.
Because, yeah, you know, that other radio show that you're talking about, they just don't get it. It's not that they're bad people or that they want to silence
you. They get it half the time. No.
I don't think they get it.
No, they don't
want to
silence me all the time. And I've been saying for five – since it happened, they're going to call Davy Barker and put him on because that's totally right up their alley. And it should be up people's alley. But, yeah, you could point out that the TSA did something horrible. I would rather
right.
work on a way to get around governments so they can't even know or care or do anything about things that are horrible.
Right.
And to be clear
– that.
To be clear, .bit in and of itself is not secret. You know, it's not Tor, although it can work with Tor to make human rememberable addresses for Tor, which is pretty sweet.
Well, who cares? It doesn't matter if an identity is attached to a .bit. What matters is that they can't take it down.
Right, and that's what matters in America now, because they do take down websites in America without due process, and America does it to other countries all over the world. Like there's, you know, people that have these like .me, .me, which is like, oh, Montenegro or something. And they're like, yeah, oh, I'm offshore. No, you aren't. America can get that taken down. America can get anything taken down. They'd probably have a hard time getting a Russian domain taken down unless Russia didn't like it. And most things America wouldn't like, Russia wouldn't like either, unless it's Snowden, who they'd hate if he was Russian. They'd shoot him.
Well, I don't see this happening anywhere, Michael. I don't, you know, not to say that it's a something not to worry about, but one of the only websites I could think that could be taken down is like blockchain.info. It's a really big deal to a lot of people. If blockchain.info were to be taken down by the US government, that would be a really big problem for people all over the world. And now they've announced on Bloomberg just earlier today that they've purchased a trading platform, a real-time trading platform, so that people are going to be able to access a better trading platform that you can trust, because people know the name blockchain.info. They know they can trust it. But what if the government were just to come and shut it down? They need their .bit address, and you're saying using MeowBit or using MeowBit.com, using this software, people would be able to quickly, easily find the replacement website, right?
Yeah, no, they wouldn't even know it was taken down. They would just get to it when they went to try to get to it again. And also, you know, they can take down your files.
That's nice. So you don't even need to know what the .bit association is.
No, you need
is.
To
so
know the, well, like, you know, I have DerekJFreeman.bit, and I'm willing to give it to you whenever you want it. I've saved it for you.
Yeah.
You know, what more people need to do, Scott Beezer's brother, Frank Beezer, has set this up for Quantum Vibe. There's a quantumvibe.bit and a bigheadpress.bit that are mirrors. Yeah. They point to the .com. Literally, right. You know, if they were taken down, I actually have a test in the works. I have this domain, anarchyholsters.com. I got it for Nima. He was going to start a holster company. Got too busy. 2 years in a row, we didn't renew it. In the next couple days, it expires. And I have the same files pointed to from anarchyholsters.bit and at the .com, and I've taken screenshots of it. And when it expires, I'm going to take more screenshots and do a blog post, because it's going to be a simulation of what would happen if ICANN or some government agency controlling ICANN took down.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, so you could actually simulate what's going to happen, and where can people read up on this?
Well, that's going to be on meowbit.com. I'll have a blog post up. MeowBit. I forget if it's today or tomorrow or the next day. And sometimes, you know, they'll host the domain name a couple days past your expiration. So I don't really know when it's going to happen, but it will happen, and it's going to be a proof of concept. And the other thing is, like, you know, they can also take down like your files. You know, they could take your domain name, your .com, and tell your HostGator to quit hosting you or something, and make them legally, or threaten to make them, and they'd do it probably. But you could literally like be up and running on another host with your .bit address instantly. You just pull that USB thing out of your pocket and upload it somewhere else. You could even do it from your home if they're not trying to find you and kill you. And
what? Wait a minute. I'm sorry. This isn't even very technical, but I don't get it. What are you talking about? What USB thing?
The USB thing, you can keep your whole website and all your, you know, years of podcast episodes on now.
Okay. All right. Yeah, just because they can fit a lot of stuff, not because they would host a website.
You can host it from a USB drive. It'd run a little slower. You can serve a website from a laptop. It can be the server.
Yeah, that I'm aware of, but I guess it had never crossed my mind that you could do it from a USB drive. Tips, tricks, hints, things to know about the future and new technology. Michael W. Dean, he's laying it all on us.
Thanks, Angel.
Much more coming on the other end of this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is the Angel Clark Show. Oh, this is not Peace News Now. This is the Angel Clark Show right now.
Hi, Angel.
And I am Derek J. Freeman, hosting the Angel Clark Show, because she and Famous Dave are in Texas.
Woo!
Going the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and standing in with me.
Everyone is there is cool. This is Michael Dean. I'm not there. No one invited to buy me a plane ticket.
Yeah, no one wants us there. They said, stay home.
You wear a suit on the radio. You're awesome. Yeah. You know, I was reading about, but there's, you can see it on TV now. Like, I was hearing this documentary about Monty Python, and they were like, when we started, we were on BBC, and they were so square. Like, those people would wear a suit on the radio. But you're not square. You're hip.
That's right. I do wear a suit on the radio, because I feel like it's important to dress up for the people who I'm speaking with. You know, it makes you feel different when you dress. How do you dress for radio?
I dress like an overweight 50-year-old lesbian.
like a slob.
I dress like a 50-year-old overweight lesbian when she's called in sick and is eating bonbons.
Oh God! Yeah,
I'm wearing sweatpants, sneakers, and a t-shirt that's two sizes too small, where my belly's sticking out.
With like meatball sauce on it.
No, I'm clean. I'm just a slob.
All right. Well, that's fair. Hey, you know, I've been curious. Who are you?
I'm bi-curious too.
I ain't. I'm all gay right here.
I'm all gay. But, do that gangster thing again. You went, I'm all gay, yo. So
gay. But I'm just curious who you are. I'm curious who you are, Michael W. Dean. I want to know, how'd you get into all this stuff? I know you care a lot about radio. You care a lot about freedom, audio quality, Namecoin. Why? What motivates you? What gets you up?
I've always hated authority ever since I was in kindergarten or earlier. Like, I got in trouble for challenging the teachers. I have report cards from, like, high school, grade school, college that my mother saved when she died. My sister sent them to me. I've scanned them. If you go to the Freedom Fiend site and go to the bio, you can click on a bunch of PDFs of them. Basically, they all say, like, Michael is extraordinarily intelligent, but he tries to show the teacher how wrong she is, you know?
So you just won't fit in.
Yeah, so I've always been into, like, I don't consider I make better music than most musicians. I do better radio than most radio hosts. I don't consider myself a musician or a radio host or a blogger, any of the things I do. I consider that all a means to an end, and the end is communication. And ever since it's always been about freedom in one form or another. Like, I used to do a kinky radio show with my wife that you can find it, but I'm not going to tell you where. We haven't done an episode in about 6 years, but yeah, it's out there. Like, I was always about freedom, man, and it's always about. I was always interested in quality and technology. Like, I've never been a programmer. I never had the patience for numbers. I was bad at math. I wanted to be a scientist as a kid, but my math wasn't good enough. I was into radio as a kid. I took the ham radio operator's license. I passed the written test. I couldn't get the Morse code. You know, I kind of have ADD, I think. And I've turned
okay.
it.
Okay. Is that your motivation?
I've turned it. Well, I've turned that from a detriment to a value, I think, because I've learned to, like, focus it.
Stern talks about how he needed to impress his father with his radio. You know, he would always listen to the things that came out of the box. So, like, did you have, like, daddy issues with stuff like
no,
that?
No, man. My situation with my mom, my mother's dead, and my dad is so much older than me that I barely know him. And my siblings, too. Like, my dad was 43 when he had me. I was a beloved accident.
That doesn't mean you can't know him. Just because he's older than you.
He left.
Most fathers are older.
He got divorced when I was 8 and took up with a woman 8 blocks away who would not let him see me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an unusual situation.
And she died about 5 years ago, and it was kind of like cats in the cradle. He wanted to get back in my life, and I let him back a little bit, but it's like, I don't have time to get, I'm so busy.
You got a lot of podcasts to catch up on.
Yeah, man. And he came out and visited me. The first time he's ever visited me as an adult, and I'm 50. And he actually came out here on his way to see his brother. So it was kind of a half visit. And he came out for 3 or 4 days. We went shooting. It was fun. And, we had him on the show. There's a Freedom Fiends that's Nima and I interviewing my 92 at the years old dad at the time.
Wow.
And he said something in passing. I said, what do you think of Obama? And he said, I think he's a liar. He's a socialist and his feet stink. And we sampled that and made a rap song. You ever heard our rap? Obama's feet stink.
Yeah, I've heard that.
That's
Obama's
my dad.
Stink. That was from your dad.
Yeah.
That's terrific. You know, I'm just curious about where your motivation comes from when all this. Do you think parenting is getting better, by the way, since you mentioned about your dad?
Well,
I'm seeing parenting seeming to get better. And I think that's a huge win for freedom, because a lot of, you know, people's personal values and the things that they fight for later in life come from a childhood. So sounds like you had a rough, not a rough childhood, but an anti-authoritarian one that gave birth to the Michael W.
Yeah, my parents were not horrible. They were both, like, before the divorce and my mother afterwards, older to her, and then went off to boarding school. But it was like, they were just really busy trying to make a living. I was a latchkey kid more than, you know, I was not abused, but I was kind of like left alone, which was really cool. Because you leave a smart alone in a house with a TV and a radio and some books and a library card and a library 2 blocks away. I mean, I used to cut school to go to the library so I could learn things.
That's right. Yeah, well, I never thought I'd meet anyone else who did that. I definitely, I cut high school. I hated that. And I would just go to the library down the street.
I flunked out of college doing that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I also failed out of college. But, you know, this is, it's we move on to better things. Like you, I never had like a, oh, I'm this or I'm that. I'm not a radio show guy. I'm not a movie director. I did a couple of these different things. But the goal is always about communication and freedom. And I really like that you boil it down to just those two couple of things.
Yeah. And I've always been interested in the quality of the technology. And I've always, at a really early age, like, I grew up kind of middle class, but it was like, I had so many hobbies, I couldn't spend much money on any of them. So I figured out how to get the best sound and the best quality for everything I did really cheap.
I just yesterday here, I'm going to show it for the benefit of the listening audience, but I just yesterday was, I had an in-studio guest and I was able to use this Nady Star Power microphone at your suggestion.
Oh, the $17 mic that sounds almost as good as my $500 mic. Yeah.
That's exactly the same one. And now I'm like breaking all my equipment over here, but
I have a new mic recommendation. The Yeti that I've been recommending is so last year. There's a new one I recommend. It's like $40 less and it's better.
What? Is it a USB mic?
It's a USB mic. Yeah, it's a USB dynamic mic. The Yeti's a condenser mic, so it picks up a lot of, like, too much. It picks up room noise. Yeah. The Audio-Technica 2005 USB. It's like $55 with shipping. Use that.
Oh, yeah, that's a really nice microphone.
And a phone pop filter. Everybody that's been guesting on my radio show regularly, like Bill Buford, he went out and bought one. Mike Makes Right bought one. Yeah, I sent one to Nikki Darling. Yeah.
This one is the Yeti that you're talking about.
I bought a half dozen of them, man.
So like, yesteryear.
I used to have no money, and now that I have a little bit of money, I spend it all on audio gear. You ask me, what do I wear? I wear the cheapest clothes I can wear so I can support my microphone addiction. No, they don't have holes in them. I'm not dirty, and I'm not holy, but you know, I'm not ragged. But I dress comfortably all the time, man.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're dressed that way.
I'm living in squalor.
No.
Well, what's your podcast, or not your podcast, but what's your website for all your audio stuff? It's Creamy.
CreamyRadioAudio.com.
Wow, that was beautiful, man. Well, okay, so you do a lot of different projects. Did I miss anything? You've got like... podcasts that
I directed a movie that's narrated by Robert Downey Jr. And I directed him doing the narration.
It's called
Hubert Selby Jr. It'll Be Better Tomorrow. It's a feature-length documentary about the writer who wrote Last Exit to Dream, Last Exit to Brooklyn and Requiem for a Dream. I interviewed the author, Hubert Selby Jr., last interview he did before he died at 75 of carbonated.
This is amazing.
Dude,
I'm looking this up right now. You're such an amazing person, Michael.
Oh, yeah, that movie has – look at who else is in that movie. It's got –
on-screen radio crush.
Yeah. It's got Ellen Burstyn's in that movie, man. We interviewed Ellen Burstyn for that movie. We interviewed Jared Leto for that movie. Henry Rollins is in it.
Darren Aronofsky.
Yep.
Jared Leto, who just won an Oscar.
I'll tell you a story about Jared Leto. This describes my process. No, I'll tell you why I've never met Jared Leto.
What?
I was working on that movie. I got a hold of his manager. He said he would absolutely – he has to be in this movie. He wants to be interviewed for it. And I was like working on 27 different things.
Why do you care so much about this?
Because everybody loved Hubert Selby. He was a genius and everyone loved being in his movies that he wrote. And people just loved him. He's a great guy, man. He wrote the darkest, most evil stuff there was, and he was the sweetest, most saintly guy they'd want to meet. And directors always brought him to the sets. They never do that with the writer because they always meddle. But they loved having him there.
Okay, because he didn't meddle with what was going on.
He was just honored to have his stuff.
So
made
what's
in movies.
The story with Jared?
Okay, the
Leto?
Story is I was sitting in my apartment in my one room studio apartment in Silver Lake, L.A. I get the phone call. She's like, "Yeah, we talked to Jared for you. He absolutely wants to be in this movie." And I'm like, "Good. How do we make it happen?" And she said, "Well, you can come by my office next week and interview him sometime. Or this afternoon, he's doing a junket for the movie Alexander. Fax me the questions. I'll ask him. We'll tape it and send it to you." And I said, "Do that. I'm too busy to come meet him."
Right.
Because I was busy making a movie. I had 27
other
people.
You are too busy.
I had 27 20 other seconds. People to interview him. Last so 20 seconds? Okay.
Yeah, is that the end of the story?
Whoever dies with his art on the most hard drives wins.
All right, that's a fair comment. All right, this is the Angel Clark Show. Thanks for being our guest, Michael W.
Thanks,
Dean. We'll be right back.